Often when we talk about the tight binding model, it's interesting to consider a case where you have a crystal and then you increase the lattice constant of the crystal so that the atoms are separated. So this is not something you can do really experimentally, but just a Gedanken experiment. You take a gold crystal or a silver crystal and you make the lattice constant a centimeter, so you have isolated atoms. Then you know that the energies must be the atomic energies. And so here is a drawing down here. It seems to be a calculation that's been done for carbon. That if you start out with carbon in a lattice, but they're far apart, then the overlap integral will be zero, and the band associated with it is then very narrow. It's got a large effective mass. How would I? There's one of my chalk. If I draw the dispersion relationship for this case when they're far apart, energy versus K, it's going to look basically like a flat line because there's no overlap between the neighboring atoms. The overlap interval will be small. The overlap interval tells us how wide these bands are, so the bands are going to look very flat like this. So in the limit that they're really a centimeter apart, the bands would be just completely flat. And this diagram is showing how wide the bands are. So here's the 2s band, and when the atoms are far apart, it's got the energy of the 2s wave function, and here's a 2p band, and it's got some energy up here of the 2p. And then as you bring the atoms closer together, they start to couple together, and the band, this band starts to get wider. So this looks like this, and the next band up looks like that. They start to get wider like this, and they can even overlap if you bring the atoms closer and closer together. So this would be called the 2s band, and this is the 2p band. And for something like carbon, the first four states would be occupied. Carbon has six electrons, two are in the 1s, two are in the 2s, and two are in the 2p. So when the atoms are still far apart, the 2s states are occupied and the lower 2p states are occupied. And then as you go, you bring the atoms closer together, what can happen is that the 2s band can overlap the 2p band, and you get some kind of mixture of the filled states are a mixture of S and P.
But we knew that from carbon, that it forms these hybrids where S and P get mixed up.